Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created, and we give Jesus all the glory. Our God is good. He always is interested in our welfare. So let me encourage you from the book of James chapter 4 verses 2 and 3. And in a nutshell it says, you have not because you ask not. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. My dear brothers and sisters, according to legend, King Midas loved gold so much that when Dionysus granted him a wish, Midas asked that everything he touched would turn to gold. So at first Midas was delighted with his request, but when he discovered that his touch made food inedible and his embrace made loved ones lifeless, he stumbled upon what sociologist Robert Merton called the law of unintended consequences. Like Midas, getting what we want can result in undesirable consequences. So much for the Midas's touch. Sometimes an unanswered prayer is God in His sovereign wisdom sparing us the pain of unintended consequences. Sometimes God allows what His power could prevent, and most of the time that causes us a great deal of temporal angst. But somebody we will owe God, and someday we will owe God as many thank yous for the prayers He did not answer as the ones He did. James writes in verses 2 and 3, you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. C.S. Lewis said, if God had granted all the silly prayers I've made in my life, where would I be now? My dear brothers and sisters, many of our prayers are misguided. We pray for comfort instead of character. We pray for an easy way out instead of the strength to make it through. Many of our prayers would short-circuit God's plans and purposes for our lives if He answered them. Maybe we should stop asking God to get us out of difficult circumstances and start asking Him what He wants us to get out of those difficult circumstances. Because all of us, we in different seasons of time, we may go through difficult times. And we need to ask God. Yes, we can pray through. Yes, we can ask for comfort. We can ask for all the blessings. Yes, we can proclaim, declare, and decree the promises of the Lord. Yes, we are called to do that. But a lot of time, the Lord does not answer. And the silence of God is a golden blessing for us at times. So discern the Spirit, discern your situation, discern your environment, and be at peace with yourself and with God, knowing that He loves you dearly. He cares about your welfare. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given unto us. We thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies that encompasses us at all times. Abba Father God, we thank you that you are the God of our mountaintops and you are the God of our valleys. Even when we go through our valleys, O Father God, Lord, as Psalmist David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I pray, Lord, today that you will encourage your flock, O Father. When they go through the challenging times, the difficult seasons, you will be in their boat, O Father. You will be in their life. You will, O Lord, reassure them that you are there for their welfare and to let them know that it's your presence that makes all the difference. I thank you, Lord. I pray today, Father, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, because they are your people. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the ones who may be struggling with health conditions. Lord, we know that in the finished work of Christ, you have, Lord, done the work of healing for us. That your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the praise and the glory for the miracles and healing miracles that you perform in our midst. And we are forever grateful to you. We thank you, we love you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.